like, you know, say people, and people, you know, they feel how they feel about One Piece because it's long. I get that. I understand.
Yeah, yeah,
that.
Yeah. I mean, that's fair. Yeah.
But for the ones that do at least give it a try, there's a lot. There's a lot going on in One Piece.
Facts.
Like y'all got to understand, man. Like, there's a lot of lessons. It's a lot, like it's a lot of real world occurrences that's in One Piece.
Facts.
If you just, you know, you glance, you take a look, you step back, and you say, oh.
Yeah.
What's going on, man? This is Ice Nigma.
Yeah, and this is T Nigma, and this is Enigmas Unchained.
Train, and we are back because we got to talk about some One Piece.
That's right.
But I can't do it on my own because I have your friend's best friend, Ice. How you doing, man?
Hey, man. You know how it is. But like, we love something, man. We love some valuable information. So, you know, it is what it is.
I mean, like, and Oda's been quite generous to us in the past, you know, like, probably a month. You know, like the past couple of chapters have been phenomenal. My goodness. I mean, so spoiler alert for anybody jumping in. We're like literally on chapter, let's see what we're on. We're on chapter 1,000, where we at? 1,049. Yeah, so this is the last chapter that dropped on, I think it was like Sunday morning. We're on a 2-week wait because, you know, he needs to rest and get himself taken care of yourself, Oda-san. You know, we need you to finish this story.
Right.
Yeah, we need you to see yourself finish this story because you need to see what you did. So pretty much we're in Wano, and this particular manga ends the Wano arc. This is it.
Thank the Lord.
Yeah, I mean, we've been in this bad boy for a while, man. I mean, we've been on one. Let me see. 10R. When did 10R start? 10 has been up for.
Man, listen. What?
Bro, I mean, we've been on 10 for a while. I mean, it's been a. Let me see. 10R began.
Let's see. I'm
trying to remember which manga it was. Let me see. 956, I believe, was the first 10 manga. Yeah, I think it was 956. If I'm mistaken, please correct me, One Piece fans. You know, we take correction when it comes to accuracy with this type of stuff. Please.
I got you.
Yeah, but I think what you got? Is am I right or is it wrong?
909.
909. Oh my goodness gracious, I was real wrong. 909. Okay, so 909 to 1,049. Goodness gracious, that's 140. Wow, that's 140 manga. That is enough manga for like 3 years. So I think that's about right. It's been about 3 years. We've been in, because like, no, so in that July of 2018, to be exact, was the beginning of the 10 arc. So we've been in this joint for almost 4 years to the date, almost. I mean, like, because I pretty much, at least from what I understand right now, with the way that this particular one ended, right? The way this one ended, we're going to get an epilogue, of course, because we got to know who everybody's ranks is, stuff like that. We got to see who Yonko going to be. You know, we got to have that little small interlude because let's keep it at 100. Spoiler alert, Kid in there, Law in there, Luffy in there, Blackbeard in there, then the four new along with 10, which is Shanks, because Lin Lin got her behind knocked out, which Lin Lin is
me.
She got faded. She got, I mean, look, Kid ran a full fade on this chick. He was like, I'm just done with all this foolishness. You're going to catch his fade today. And he faded. He faded the chick right there on the battlefield. I was like, oh, my good. Well, him and Law. But mostly yeah. Kid, though. Kid faded. Kid was the one who hit her with the hit, the fade up behind. You know what I'm saying? So, but they both contributed to fading her. You know, so they faded her behind. Now she gone. And Luffy just got done fading on Kaido.
Man, this.
He ran a whole fade on Kaido. Kaido thought he was good. He like, yeah, man. You know what I'm saying? We'll get that. We'll work our way to that in a moment.
I had to catch myself.
I had to stop because you know that excitement hits you, man. You're like, all right, hold up. Man, like, so to give you a premise of this entire, like the sum it all up, right? Wano is Oda's representation of his own home, of Japan. Wano is a secluded nation that you have to actually go up to. So that's why it's closed out from the world. So it's hard to get to Wano, right? They had to figure out a different way to build their ships in order to even climb to get into Wano, even to be there. Otherwise, they couldn't get there. It wasn't like Skypiea, because Skypiea, you know, it was like more of a, you had to catch a particular drift to take you up. You had to have wings. This thing is like, they had to turn their ship pretty much into like a salmon. They had to do something like where it could like literally like run upstream to get to Wano, right? They get to Wano, and of course they're faced with this madness that's going on there, with like it's polluted, and you know, people are dying and starving to death. Luffy gets up there, he's doggone, like he's been washed ashore, and he's being helped by this little girl, Tama. So she comes up to him, she takes him to a place to rejuvenate him. And she cooks him this big bowl of rice. And this is very important, by the way. This is why I like what Oda does, man. He hits you with a hay, and it'll be something you'd be thinking about, but he just hits you with the hay. She passes him this extremely big bowl of rice, right? Luffy's greedy.
Yeah, it's all money.
Luffy's a greedy man. But it does not mean that he's void of a heart. Like he likes to eat. So he ate the rice. And and was like looking for more food. And she was like, that's all I got. He was like, where's your food? She was like, oh, don't worry. I'll just drink water and be fine. And she went outside to the stream. And she cupped her hand in this water. And this water had this very weird, you know, luminescent look, like it had oil in it. You know, when you see oil in water, it has this like rainbow effect on the water. When you're looking at it, it had that very strange luminescent quality to the water. It didn't look like it was pure. And she was just guzzling the water, right, to try to keep her hunger in. And she got sick. A Tengu, or a guy dressed in a Tengu mask, like the one with the monster face with the long nose, he came down and he was like, do you not even understand? These people are starving to death and you ate all her food. This is her birthday. Like, her birthday food was this, right? And Luffy's like, what are you talking about? Why don't they have food? You know, like, Luffy's so used to, even the poorest place he's been to has had food.
I'm about to say, yeah.
No, there hasn't been an arc that we've visited so far where food was short. Even under Dress Rosa, folk had food.
I was about to say, man, they just made sure they didn't just get turned into toys.
Yeah, even, facts. I mean, yeah,
even on Toto Land, that was basically candy.
It was candy. Everybody could eat, right? So food was never really an issue. For any of the arcs that we've seen, even Alabasta didn't have that issue. They had an issue with water, but they didn't have an issue with food.
I was about to say, yeah,
right, because it was eating in Alabasta. You know, Law on was Law Town. Food, we good, right? Mm-hmm. The whole East Blue, they had food. Matter of fact, we got Sanji because there was food. You know what I'm saying?
I tell you what, they hated on East Blue.
Man, they hate on East Blue because like you go back and watch East Blue now with the wisdom you got now from what, man, East Blue is fire. Like I advise everybody to go back and watch the first, like, I would probably say 60 to 70 episodes of One Piece again with the wisdom that you're equipped with like what you've seen so far in the manga and in the anime now. And it will, it'll be like Christmas tree. You'll be like a Christmas tree, just lights going off. You're like, oh man, that's what he did. That it's all like, even like thinking about like how we got introduced to Luffy, you know, like coming out the barrel, popping the barrel, you know what I'm saying? Taking over the crew. And it was like, we were seeing a micro level of what the entire show would be. This boy comes out of nowhere into a hopeless situation and he brings joy. We'll get to that in a moment. Why that's important. Mm-hmm. Every single place he went to, the people that he left them in joy. There's a reason behind all this, right? So we get like, while we're in Wano, you know, like Luffy finds out who did it. You know what I'm saying? He's like, who doing all this to y'all, right? And they're like, it's Orochi. This is the you know, the ruler is Orochi. And the guy over him, his name is, you know, his name is Kaido. He's like, Kaido. You know, like everybody know who Kaido is. No, you know, so he's the captain of the Beast Powers. You know, he's the strongest, the world's strongest, you know, living being. You know, the one that can't die. You know, he's the same guy that like you met earlier in the anime that threw himself off of a cliff to try and die, but it wouldn't kill him. And he was mad that death didn't meet him, and then he commenced to destroy everybody that he was at. He destroyed everything in that area. Everything, right? So we found that we know the crew is all scattered out in the brow, you know, like it's a situation where everybody kind of got separated. Luffy confronts Kaido, and I'm skipping around because I don't want to tell you everything, because if I did, it would take like literally a couple of days, but like right. Literally a couple of days of just talking. But Luffy finally meets Kaido. Kaido's like in the city, he's getting drunk. And Luffy's like, you the one who did all this? And he's like, and what you gonna do about it, boy? So I mean, I want to really, like, in real terms, that's pretty much what Kaido said. Kaido is 59 years old in the show. That was confirmed in the final manga. Like, he's 59 years old.
Yeah.
And in 1049, they talked about how he was 15 at this particular point in time. And then it was like 20, Yeah, I think I'm right. It's like he was like 59. He's 59 years old. Yeah, so they talked about like when they kept breaking down his age. They're like, oh, he was 5, he was 15, he was 24, and this, oh, and then we got it X amount of years later. I'm like, oh, he's 59 years old. So when he took over Wano, he was like close to 40. He was 39 years old.
Right.
Right, when he took Wano. So yeah, this 59-year-old man, like literally just, that can turn into a whole dragon, which they say, they don't call it a dragon. They call it like it's a magical fish. It's a excuse me. He has a what's the name of the fruit? He has
the Oonomi.
No, talking about the classification. The because he's not a Logia. He's a
ancient zone.
Zone. Yeah, he's a zone. It's a zone fruit. So it's an ancient zone, and his it's like a fish. It's like a So I found out, I was like, it's a fish? I'm like, well, that's fair. But, right. but it's a dragon. Like the way he looks like a dragon, but it's like an ancient mythical fish that's in mythology. So, but he turns into that and just, he bounces Luffy. I mean, he breaks the sucker. I mean, and Luffy was in gear 4, the greatest he could give. Doing like King Kong gun. It didn't work. Man. Right? So Luffy got to go back to drawing board. He's like, dang, that don't work. Then what I'm gonna do to bite this dude later.
All right.
You know, so we move from that, and we see like also Sanji you know is changed into this new persona called the Sober Mask. You know what I'm saying? Like and Zoro is going through his own arc because he's in his own land, you know, it was revealed later on that this is the land of his ancestors. That he's like the great grandson, the greatest swordsman ever lived.
Yeah.
You know, so he had a particular sword on him that was taken back to the sword graveyard because it belonged to his great great grandfather, whatever, his ancestor. And they didn't know that. They took the sword. So they gave him in return that we were met with this very strange individual who ended up being so goaded that he has a date. That it comes up like later on this week, as we would like to call Odin Day. Yeah. So Odin was the last lord of Wano before Kaido took the land. And what happens to him is that he was one of the guys that also was with Goldie Roger,
right,
to see the One Piece. He came home to madness. And he ended up dying, you know, fighting for his land from Kaido. He mortally, he wounded Kaido. He gave Kaido one of the biggest scars he has on his body.
Ooh.
But because of some chicanery, you know, he wasn't able to finish the job. Because he was going to finish the job if it wasn't for some chicanery. That, I forget the name of the chick with the candles in her head.
I can't pronounce it either.
I can't pronounce her name. But yeah, but thankfully she died a horrible death.
Oh boy.
By the hands of Kaido. And Kaido was like, yeah, just let you know. She ain't breathing no more. I was like, God damn, this is He was like, rest assured, she's dead right now. He said, because you know, Kaido, even though he is absolutely insane, he's a warrior. And he values one-on-ones. Because he's the dude that you meet that say, run like. Show me these ones. He's that dude. Run the ones. Meet one-on-one. Let's go. And he'll tear you up. You know, because he believes in that philosophy of whoever that's on the battlefield, the only one that's standing proves that they're the strongest. That's his philosophy. So he was about to die at the hands of Odin. And he ends up killing Odin. 20 years later, and there's a prophecy that said in 20 years that one-on-one would be free. By a particular person that will come. That person, of course, is now Luffy, as we know, and his crew. Luffy learns all these skills and stuff like that, comes back finally to fight Kaido. He got the whole crew with him, Kid, and what's his second name?
Killer.
Yeah, Killer. Kid and Killer. Law, you know, like Trafalgar Law is there. You got the whole Straw Hat crew there. Jinbei is on the way. I have to make sure I say that right there. Jinbei is on the way. Because he didn't attend his resignation to the other folk, and he is now. he attended his resignation.
Yeah, you took care of us, but you know we don't want your protection no more. We want this young man here. We want Straw Hat Luffy.
We want Straw Hat. You know,
take the Fishman Island from here on out.
Yeah, for real. You know what I'm saying? Like he did a better job anyway. You know, like just in one visit he fixed all the problems because. Homeboy Jody was out there hustling drugs, you know.
Basically,
he was a pusher. He was a pusher, you know. He was out there just pushing drugs. Like y'all know y'all need this, y'all fishmen. You know what I'm saying? We fishmen. Yeah. It was one of the most racist arcs. It was great because it dealt with so much racism. And in the Fishman Island, I was like, yo, if you don't see what he's saying, you are blind. Yeah.
Man, listen, it's like what you just said, it's like what you said not too long ago, like, about how, you know what I'm saying, like, cross seas, we get all these stories. Like, you know what I'm saying, people, you know, they feel how they feel about One Piece because it's long. I get that, I understand.
Yeah, I mean, that's fair. Yeah.
But for the ones that do at least give it a try, there's a lot going on in One Piece.
Facts.
Like y'all got to understand, man, like, there's a lot of lessons. It's a lot of real world occurrences that's in One Piece.
Facts.
If you just, you know, you glance, you take a look, you step back, and you say, oh.
Yeah. How many times you been hit by, oh, you know, watching One Piece? You be like,
Man, you're like,
whoa, you know, you're like, wait, no, hold up now. So celestial dragons, right? You know, so I'm like this seems like the world elites to me. And I was like, I'm right, these are the world elites. You know, and then you got the Marines who kind of self-explanatory, but it deals with like the actual government using their own lapdogs to do their bidding in places where they shouldn't be. All right, the Marines don't got jurisdiction to do everything they actually say they do. That's why the pirates kind of like are the biggest threat to them. The pirates keep showing the world that they don't have supreme power. So then they have to keep transforming their means for justice in order to make sure they have a place to be in the world. You know what I'm saying? And then you look at the world government, and world government, they hate truth. I'm like that. I said, well, look at that. Ain't that something else? Because like so to fast forward past all, because there's a lot of stuff, and I'm not gonna say it all because you need to read it if you ain't read it. And if you're reading up towards this, keep going. It's great, right? So we get to the point now where Luffy and the rest of these guys are finally situated. The whole crew has kind of got their Avengers Assemble moment. You know what I'm saying? That they all in the same place. Jim Bader showed up and showed out. You know what I'm saying? They put a cup of liquor down so they can go back and say, look, we ain't drinking this until we free everybody from this tyranny. They dropped their cups down on Thousand Sunny. Now we'll be back to drink you later on. Went over into what's the name of Kaido? Onigashima?
Yeah.
Yeah, he went to Onigashima. And every single level is under straight up upheaval. I mean, there's a fight blasting off on every single side. And there's so many valuable fights that's happening around this because you have, you know, Zoro versus King, which I think is actually going to bear more significance in the future than more people want to let on because of what King is. Right. You know what I'm saying? And him, his people believing in a Joy Boy. Like that's almost their religion. You know what I'm saying? Like, and the fact that they brought that back up, that's like the last page of this particular chapter to 1049, where dealt with him being like, you know, who you think is going to be next Joy Boy? And Kaido says, and I quote, I know who next Joy Boy is going to be. And he said, who? He said, the guy that beats me. Right? And King says, well, shoot, Joy Boy ain't going to come. King like, well, he said, well, we ain't got Joy Boy. Ain't nobody beating you. And then the next panel is Luffy knocking this muff out. Knocking him out. Joy Boy has arrived. Mythical Zone Nika, which is the fruit that has a sentient mind that knows how to choose its next owner.
What a...
It evaded the world government for 800 years. 800 years.
Man, listen.
I mean, because they were pissed. They were like, this boy, they knew what it was because they knew Shanks had it, right? Mm-hmm. Who's Who had got it. Shanks stole it from Who's Who. And these are characters that you'll find out in the story. Who's Who was pissed because he knew what this fruit was.
Right.
Likely, Shanks knew. We don't know. He probably did. We'll get to that soon when we get to Elbaf because I know that's where they're going next. Just throwing that they got to go to Elbaf because I got to there's a problem there's a sneaky suspicion that I think that Shanks might be dirty and that he was using Luffy all alone, you know. Mm-hmm. There's a sneaky suspicion that I got right now the further this story is going along that there may be some reason why Shanks was never there.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, I keep playing. I'm like, maybe Shanks is actually a part of the problem.
Listen, I mean, think about it. The movie coming out in August.
Red, right? Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I'm like, I don't, Ice. I've been messing with that theory in my brain. So I was like it makes sense because there's so many loose ends in Shanks's pirate crew. Usopp's daddy is there.
Mm-hmm.
Elbaf is going to be about Usopp.
Yeah.
It's the land of giants. It's the land of giants, the people he admired the most. Okay. And his daddy is going to be there. Something going to go down. I mean, I'm like sitting here. I'm like, because Usopp is the only one that ain't got the moment. You know what I'm saying? He had right. he had the Soge King. You know, these are like just rare occurrences. You know, he just shining through in the cracks. You know, Zoro had plenty of them. You know what I'm saying? Robin had her own arc. We got Nami's whole arc was her introduction because the whole thing with Nami is that you just had to get her to trust you. Right. That was it. We're not asking her because she's a navigator. That's what she's amazing at. She's a navigator. But the sharpshooter.
There you go.
That's a different cause right there. You know what I'm saying? Like you're going to be the first mate. Like, well, like he wanted to be the first mate and then he wanted to be captain, right? Zoro, of course, is first mate. You know what I'm saying? So if something happened to Luffy, Zoro's the one in charge. So Zoro had to go through his arc. Sanji's arc was Whole Cake Island.
Yeah.
Robin's was Enies Lobby.
Whew.
Jinbei, if we want to keep it at 100, was Fishman Island.
Yeah.
Right? Right? Mm-hmm. I mean, like so we already got the whole Thriller Bark was your boy.
Brook,
right?
Mm-hmm.
Chopper was his introduction. Because he's a doctor. We don't need any extra upgrades because he's been upgrading all along. But as far as like him coming into his personhood was in his actual art. Usopp is the only one that was told to get on the boat. This is the, in this, like, I think him and Chopper was, but Chopper was just like being self-inflated in a sense. They were gonna leave. They were gonna leave Usopp.
Man,
two times they almost left Usopp because Usopp was being stubborn. But it wasn't really what expanded him. You know what I'm saying? It was just like him just falling in line. But with him coming into who he actually needs to be, we haven't had that arc with him yet. We ain't had that arc with Usopp yet. I really do believe they go to Elbaf and this dude gonna meet some giants. And he's going to get challenged, and he's going to become the definitive Usopp. Everybody else, I mean, people are like, why in the world ain't Robin got him? Robin don't need no more upgrades. Have you seen her power?
I was about to say, like, after what happened
that transformation Robin did in that freaking fight, I was like, yo, leave this girl alone. This girl crazy. You know what I'm saying? I was like, yo.
I shot at her.
I was like, go ahead and Miss Robin, if you want to, you know, it's like that homegirl trying to pick, oh, you the demon child, so you want me to be that? I said, no, we ain't asked that, you know. Robin, we didn't say we wanted that, you know what I'm saying? We were just, you know, just looking at stuff, you know.
It's too late.
It was too late, you know. She was like, yo, you the one who asked for this, man. And she went crazy. And I was like, oh yeah, it's always calm was, man. You know what I'm saying? Always calm ones, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think, like, Nas said it best, quiet and still. You know what I'm saying? He said it best, yo. I was like, yo, you bleed this girl alone. Man, Nas was telling the truth, though. You know what I'm saying? We were like, we was like, is this Robin? When we got to that page, I was like, oh my goodness. You know what I'm saying? So she don't really need no quote unquote upgrade. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? Like I said, Nami's got everything that she needs to just be what she needs to be, right? Jinbei, same thing. He has everything that he needs to. Zoro was the only, because Zoro has an identity crisis with his swords. And then that was something that's been established since he went to go train with Mihawk, right? That these swords aren't really his swords. You know, they're there, but they're not really his. So this arc was about him coming to his full self and seeing like the full potential that he has of being who he is, right? So Usopp gotta be next. It's gotta be Usopp. It's gotta be Usopp. And I can't wait. I can't wait, God dang it, I can't wait. Cause Usopp, it's been long overdue. Cause he was running for his life and screaming like a coward in this whole arc. until you say Luffy ain't gonna be the king of pirates, then he wanna fight you. He like, man, what? Like, homeboy is in the middle of running for his life. He's like, you over here saying that this fool is gonna be the king of pirates? He's like, he is gonna be the king of pirates. What are you talking about? You know, so I was like, dang, I said, that's real right now. Like the cow was just like, hold up now. My life don't even matter right now. What you say about my captain? Hey. He ain't gonna do what again? Look, he will be. And I was like, it's ingrained in them. They're like, nah, bro, don't even doubt this brother. He gonna be that.
Watch your mouth.
Yeah, watch your mouth, boy. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, but like I'm looking at like her, it's called a Grand Jacuzzi Clutch. Like, well, she did a Grand Jacuzzi Clutch on the chick. But it's called like the yeah, like I forget. I think it's just called Demon Child. Like that, her final form. It's just called Demon Child. And she, well, look, you don't want none of that. You don't want none of that, y'all. I mean, she dangerous. So it's like each one of these folk, except for Usopp, is dangerous. Usopp is resourceful. He ain't dangerous. If we going against Blackbeard, Usopp need to be dangerous, right?
Yeah.
He need to be dangerous, bro. I mean, everybody else on the crew has, because like even look now, with Nami, Nami has such an ability that she was able to attract power with her own power.
Man,
she almost grabbed your boy. What's his name? Not Prometheus.
Zeus.
She almost grabbed Zeus. I want this to happen. I want her to snatch Zeus. Because then, oh my God. If she just had him. No, I thought they were having like a couple of issues, you know what I'm saying? Like, so, you know, she snatched him and he betrayed her, you know what I'm saying? And tried to go back in there. Then Big Mom was like, I ain't got no use for you. You know, like, and they had this little tension. Now it's like, I ain't got no dealing with no traitor, that type of stuff. So like, no, Zeus is in a tough spot because he got replaced. He just, I think Big Mom already replaced him. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So they'll say, like, so I'm hoping that Zeus, you know, finds a way to reconcile with Nami in that sense, because that's a bomb connection right there. Oh, yeah. That's a tight connect, because like her whole joint storm clouds. And she's a navigator. So they do need to go somewhere. She can use Zeus, feed Zeus and make him into a storm cloud and blow them where they need to go if they need to. You know what I'm saying? Like there's so many applications you can get from having just that a sentient storm cloud. So I'm hoping that they fix that up. But yeah, but back to so finally we finally get like the final confrontation, which is what we've been reading for the past probably 30 manga with Luffy versus Kaido, and he got his behind whipped by like about five times.
I was about to say, yeah.
He came back from death by like four or five times, man. I mean, he done got whipped by this dude. I mean, it was because
after Crocodile, it was always three.
Yes, yeah.
But this time it was different.
Man, look, Kaido, like I don't like Kaido, okay? I've openly and publicly said I want this sucker to die nameless, okay? I want him to die nameless. I want him to die nameless so bad. I want him to die nameless.
It will make him a special place in Impel Down.
Yeah. I know that's what's going to happen. But a part of me still rejects that theory. I want somebody to slide up behind him and just put a knife through that dude's heart and just end his suffering. Because dudes like Kaido to me in a story should be killed because they're too dangerous. He's like rocks. He became rocks.
Ah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like rocks could not live. You need to kill this sucker.
I was about to say, because Rocks,
man.
You think Kaido was insane.
Man, bro, Rocks was off the chart. You
know.
God Valley incident was crazy, okay? So it's like, and to me, Kaido is not as bad as Rocks, but as far as in his generation, the danger of him is just like Rocks. Where, like, his whole crew, it would take everybody, which is pretty much what, it took thousands of samurais, Kid's whole crew, Trafalgar Law's whole crew. It took the Minks. It took the Straw Hat Pirates.
Yeah.
All the brain down Kaido. Bro, that's a dangerous dude, man. I was like, this dude is dangerous. You know, he's the rocks of his generation. I don't think he should live. It's something needs to happen. It doesn't have to be my Luffy's hand, right? It doesn't have to be by his hand, but it could be by somebody else's hand. That ends this dude. You know what I'm saying? And he can have his redemption in the end where, you know, he realized what he was doing. That's cool, but he just needs to die. but you think about this whole arc to me has been about death. Because all Kaido keeps talking about is death. That's it. He keeps talking about there's honor in death. How warriors are vindicated in death, right? So, and that's why he was always seeking death. He was mad at Odin because Odin died well. He was like, this mother, he said, because like Odin standing in the middle of hot, like fire like boiling oil, saved his crew after holding them for like a day almost, something like it was crazy. You know what I'm saying? Like he held them suckers up in the air for a while and then threw them out and saved them. And then struck a pose on Kaido and them and said that Odin is not Odin to being fried and got shot in the face and died smiling. That sucker died well. And it haunts Kaido. Kaido's like, will I ever get a death like that? Will I get to die well? Nope. So he's been searching for that fight. That'll be his last fight, right? And Luffy has been, I mean, going trading blows with this dude, but Kaido is just a whole nother thing, man. I mean, like Zoro tried to jump in, he got busted. I mean, it was crazy. I mean, it's and finally, when we thought that all things was done, We thought with the, I mean, I flat out thought that Luffy was dead. I mean, I think he actually did die. The way they posed it, you know, like I think he did die, and this fruit just woke up out of the situation. But
the CP zero, that was it, man. What are they good for? at least CP9, you know, saying that actually pushed Luffy to go into Gear 2 and Gear 3.
Yeah.
The only significant thing they've done so far was shoot Luffy.
which the government is probably gonna behead these suckers because shooting Luffy woke up the fruit. And now so pretty much what happened, this is like real full-on sports. This is like the last probably like five manga. It's like 1044 will go down in history. I think it's 1044 that gave us the transformation of him into Joy Boy. So what happened is that Luffy wakes up and his body changes, his hair turns white, his clothes turns white, you know what I'm saying? And they're like, this dude, like, what the world's wrong with him? He looks like he's like imbued with light for the most part. Mm-hmm. Well, that is the sun god Nika living inside of him that pretty much came out of this fruit that, you know, it's almost like I'm spitting the gospel to you right now. It's crazy. I'll be telling folks that there's so many parallels in the story to some stuff that I be reading in scripture. I was just like, yo, I'm just gonna keep it at 100 with you, man. I could preach this, you know. I could preach this, bro. Like, no, yes, I'm playing. But you know what I'm saying? But on the real though, I mean, so the sun god Nika wakes up. Luffy's imbued with the power of Nika, who is the joy, who the joy boy was, the last joy boy had the exact same fruit, right? So we have this situation where he wakes up with this power and he can do anything. So the fruit's ability is freedom. That's the fruit's ability. It's freedom. Then I also, I'm gonna be real with you. I went on record by saying, I said, maybe it's like resin or something like that. You know, like where his body could like break down and in certain parts could ignite. Because he was always bringing fire. I'm like, how do we make fire, bro? You know what I'm saying? I was like, just like, you know, stuff. I was like, how the work can he make fire? So I was like, well, maybe it's like a resin or something like that. You know, and I'm so glad that Oda didn't listen to none of that. Oda did his own thing. You know what I'm saying? I'm so glad that he was like, nah, I'm going to do my own thing, buddy. you know what I'm saying? I'm going to do my own thing. And I'm just going to say that his power is freedom. So he's almost like a Looney Tunes character in One Piece. You hit him. His body looks like the object that you hit him with, but then his body goes right back to where it was. I'm like, oh, this sucker is dangerous. He's pulling moves out where he's like using his hands to go through other people's hands. And I mean, I was like, he made his body, his whole body giant, went to the clouds, came down as a giant, which that's going to be dope when he go to Elbaf, down as a giant. To stomp on Kaido. He grabbed Kaido and used the sucker like a jump rope.
That was hilarious.
I mean, just straight up embarrassing this, bro. I mean, like, his whole hand just came out, pushed the boy down. Then he grabbed your boy, used him as a jump rope. Then this sucker, in another manga, came down from the heavens with lightning in his hands. I'm like, what is going on? You know? Did you feel that way? You know, as a reading story, did you feel that way? I was like, what's happening right now? What's...
You feel me with joy.
Yo, yes. When this is anime, something's going to be in tears.
Man, listen.
We got like another year probably to wait for this. Like probably like next year, July or something like that. That's when we probably see this episode. And something's just going to be, it's going to be lit. Because I'm telling you, yo, this scene... Where like you just see a giant hand coming from the clouds grabbing Kaido. Before you even see his whole body, you know, you just see like his hand burst from the clouds, grabbing Kaido, throwing him back, right? And hurling him. Like he's a toy. And Kaido's like, what the world is going on? And Kaido's like, yo, this ain't right. You know what I'm saying? So
when they animate him when he had his hand over his face, and he was just laughing.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's gonna be the first thing you see.
Yep. I mean, like, they got a situation where they show like him like in a Gear 4 position, but just his regular body. That stuff just, I was like, okay. So he has a way now. He doesn't even have to go Gear 4 to use all the power of Gear 4 and Gear 5. Gear 5, he has access to all the power that he wants to that was in Gear 4. The speed of Gear 2, the body manipulation of Gear 3.
Everybody. He only limited his imagination.
His imagination is his limit. So I mean, like, he went up there and he just wrecking Kaido. Kaido throwing blast breath, and Luffy's laughing at him. And we got this, you know, beautiful, you know, situation where, like I said, he used Kaido like a jump rope. You know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, like, it's I love that. That's one of my favorite scenes is watching him use your boy like a jump rope. It's so disrespectful and it's beautiful. I was like, this is disrespectful. I love it. Love every second of it. But like, once again, Kaido is not nothing to be trifled with. Your boy is strong. He's powerful.
Oh, yeah.
But here's the thing. Now I want to know if you thought about this, Ice. What do you think is going to be his power down look when he get out of this, though? What do you think the consequences are of him using Gear 5? Because Gear 4 was already tough. Gear 4, he needed like 20 minutes to, you know what I'm saying? He needed 20 minutes to recuperate. Man, that was a whole part in Dressrosa.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, well, they were like, we need to, like, literally keep this dude occupied for like 20 minutes or something like that in order for Luffy to recharge, right? And I mean, in this scene right here, where they showed the final look that he has when he that terrified me. So I was like, that, so that's what it does to him,
right?
Now that he goes Gear 5. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I was like, it's like normal what we saw is like this right, the one right beside him, where he's just looking exhausted, is gear four. You know, it's like the, and not the one, he looks like an old man. But the one right beside him was the one we got with Gear 4, and you would see like a bunch of steam coming out of him, right?
Mm-hmm.
But the last one, I was like, whoa. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I'm wondering what the consequences are. For him, you know, going gear five, and coming like when he comes out of this thing, you know what I'm saying? When he powers down, what is his body gonna be like? You know what I'm saying? Because there likely is a heavy consequence for going this far with his fruit.
He ain't gonna be able to just do gear five. I'm gonna go gear five. No.
I mean, it's like that's how I feel about Dragon Ball with Ultra Instinct. They made it too easy. You know, like they had made this whole case about it being like this this unattainable power that the whole universe can't, like the people, the you know, the gods of destructions, the angels, everybody's trying to figure out, and then Goku figure it out. And they made it like, well, he needs to produce a certain amount of heat to do it, but they never really showed consequences for that. So now him and Vegeta just rolled around just doing it. And I'm like, that's always been my beef with Dragon Ball, is zero consequences for power. You know what I'm saying? Like, but in this story, you know, like, Oda attaches a consequence for each gear. Gear 2, over exhaustion. Gear 3, it shrunk his body. Gear 4, both. Over exhaustion, and it messed up his body. So what the word Gear 5 gonna do?
Man.
Yeah, so I'm just throwing it out there. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's like if he used Gear 4 until he was exhausted. If he used Gear 4 and came out of it, he was just tired. He was like foolishly tired. But as far as like him just riding the wheels out, he just be done in a corner somewhere. but I'm like, if he does Gear 5, what the world's gonna happen then? Yeah, I mean, we'll find out soon, apparently. So I mean, yeah, like he fine, but like on the real, like this, these chapters, like they're getting to 1049. You know, they give I'm gonna go ahead and be Ice Shot called this. You know, I was like, Kaido's gonna die, right? And Ice like, nope, they're going to give this man a backstory. I was like, don't you do this, Ice. Don't you say this to me. You say they're going to give him a backstory. And then I hadn't read it yet, right? And he sends me a message. Hey, yo, they gave Kaido a backstory. I'm like, no! like, does that mean he lives? And I had to go out. I rushed immediately and go read it. And I was like, Kaido. But thankfully, Oda didn't make a whole 4 or 5 chapters of his backstory. It was quick. It was just, here's his backstory. He got faded, you know. But yeah, like Kaido coated his entire body in fire, and Luffy tried to grab him, and of course the heat was too intense. And Kaido's like, "What you gonna do about this, boy?" You can't even touch me. Da, 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 da. And like Luffy's like, oh, this land taught me ability about that real, which is an ability for you to like hit a person without even touching them, and it destroys them from the inside out. So Gear 5 Luffy, Gear 5 Luffy coated his body in Rio, specifically his fist, and smacked the living fire, literally, out of, you know? And that's how this manga ends. I mean, so we're looking at like this situation where Kaido is finally defeated after 20 whole years of tyranny. And what was dope, there's a Lantern Festival happening while all this stuff is going on in Wano.
Yeah.
And they're throwing lanterns in the sky with wishes, right? One of them was beat the scary dragon, which is Kaido. Another one was bring the Kozuki clan back. And you have Momonosuke, who in this last effort finally becomes a man, where all the storm clouds drop and Onigashima is hurtling to the ground. He's finally able to summon storm clouds. And I was like, yo, this is perfect. This is literally perfect storytelling. I'm like, this is perfect. Luffy's beating Kaido while Momonosuke is saving everybody from death. And he's going to be the leader of the Kozuki clan. Oh, yeah. And Luffy's beating the dragon of Wano that's been terrorizing people for 20 years. This is perfect. I mean, I was just like I'm just glad. I'm glad to be alive to be reading this. I'm be real with you. I was just like, yo, I'm just keeping that 100 with you. I love this story. The story is beautiful to me. I mean, and like I said, just the stuff that's been happened, the culmination of all this stuff happened in 1049, we finally see Kaido beaten. And it is, it's like, this dude finally got beat. It's like a breath of fresh air. You're like, oh God, thank you. You know, just, like finally, this dude is gone now. But yeah, I mean, it's amazing. Like what are some nuggets you picked out of the last chapter, man, for yourself?
Yeah. Pretty much everything we pretty much covered up. Like I say, like it was fun. Like I say, it was funny reading the backstory section, because it was like, okay, like this cat was like basically a bargaining chip.
Yeah. Like, which that's crazy to me. That Kaido will be used as a bargaining chip to the military for his nation to be put into reverie. And reverie people is where the kings and stuff sit down and meet. And pretty much discuss, you know, ways to help each other and to have positions in political parties and stuff like that. And Kaido was a poker chip for the most part.
I was like, oh, okay, well, yeah. Then after a while, he just got to the point where he was just, you know, getting captured, you know what I'm saying, just so he could eat. And so he can go
back and why Oda had to make me respect him, huh?
Because, man, he knew how you felt about Kaido, man. So he was like, yeah, nah.
I couldn't do nothing but respect that hustle, though. He was like, shoot, I'm hungry, man. Let me go slap this person over here so the cops can come and take me, because they can't shoot me and kill me. So they just take him, like, oh, it's Kaido again. Let's take him in. This guy was like, where y'all food at? You know, he go in there, tear up y'all whole thing, bust y'all door down, he gone again. Free meals. He's like, free meals, bro. Appreciate you. I'll go get his, grab this meal real quick, and I'll holler at y'all in another week or two. You know? Yeah, but CP0 is trash, though. I agree with you, though.
What is this? I was like, y'all got these cats in the white suits and all that. You know what I'm saying? You got Lucci, you know what I'm saying? Like in the beginning when Lucci was in the black suit, you know what I'm saying? I respect that. You know what I'm saying? This white suit Lucci, man, I ain't feeling him like that. He about to beat up on, you know, he about to beat up on royalty just because.
Well, like, look, Lucci is trash, right? You say like me, like I had high hopes for that brother to do something real dope in his art. It didn't happen.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, it didn't happen.
He's included.
Yeah, you know, like, yeah, it's like there was so much that he could have done that would have been dope in this particular part in the story. It's like he has a history on Luffy. He knows particular things about Luffy. If he was the one who kind of like jumped in that fight to like distract Luffy in that particular regard, I think it would have been better. But just having a random guy just kind of roll up and like clap Luffy. And I was like, what? And even Kaido was more pissed because he was like, no, not again, not again, not again. Because like for him, it's PTSD because like he's having this wonderful fight. He's happy. He's having this great fight that he's putting all his all into. And then somebody come in and trying to cheapen it again.
Right.
It's like, again, why won't folk let me fight? Like, he's like, I just want to fight somebody. And he's getting pushed to the limit. Him and Luffy are giving their all. Luffy's about to do something dope. And then he get clapped. And we was like, yeah. And, you know, Kaido's just in the heat of the moment hitting him. And then he was like, wait, no, that was too easy. That was too easy. Who did what? You did this? And your boy was...
And then the dude got away.
He got away?
I'm like, what the...
Yo, look, I mean, you know, no, I'm gonna keep it at 100. I respect this hustle. He was like, yo, look, I know who I'm messing with. The government said get Luffy. They ain't saying nothing about Kaido. Get Luffy, and I'm peacing out. He was gone. I mean, even in chapter 1049, he's still running. You know what I'm saying? He's still running. Your boy is still on the run for his life.
He got away with the quickness.
He's running. He's running for his life. He's done running. There's a whole panel here with him still running. Your boy is like, I'm not turning around for nothing until I see the clear skies or the other waters outside of Wano. I'm getting out of here.
Oh, boy.
Oh, man. I didn't mean to laugh that hard, yo. Oh, my goodness. Oh, wow. Your boy was still running. Because I just looked down at the panel. I'm like, your boy, he's still booking it.
he booked it.
Look at this. Look at this man. He's flying almost. You know what I'm saying? He's tap, tap, tap. He go. He's like running on the sky. Like Sanji. He's like, I'm getting out of here. Hey. I'm not staying around. I'm not trying to figure nothing out. I did what I was supposed to do, and I'm out of here. He probably going to quit after this. He's going to quit.
My resignation. I'm gone. I'm about to go start me up like a cabbage. Like a chop.
He probably going to find a devil fruit to change his face. You know what I'm saying? The change fruit. You know what I'm saying? He's like, I need to figure something out. I need a different fruit to make me change my whole personality and face. I need everything. Amna fruit. Amnesia to everybody that's around me.
Oh, goodness.
Oh, he was on the run, bro. I mean, all I can hear is run. That's all I can hear is run for your life. Your ball was running. Oh, man. Props to him, though. He got away.
Right.
He got away. I mean, like that. I said, did he get caught? I was just looking through. Like, no, he didn't get caught. Like, he got away. Because that was the last panel with him on it. And it's just him running for his life. He's like, I shot Luffy. I did what I was supposed to do. They're like, go back and finish the job. He's like, nah, bro.
I'm good.
Y'all told me to shoot him, and I shot him. Yeah, he's still, and for some reason, when I shot him, he came back as a god. You know, he came back as a sun god nigga. I don't know if me shooting him again is gonna be a benefit. No. It's like might come back as like a universal guy. Shoot him again. Leave this dude alone. Oh right. Man. Yeah, so yeah, I was like, I gotta give him props. He dipped. He was like, I'm out of here. Oh man, wow. Yo. I wasn't expecting to laugh that hard about it by CP0, man. The mask don't help though. The mask makes it funnier because you know it's just like a blank fake mask, and it's got a line going through the mask. It looks like he's like, you know, in Japan it looks like he's stressed. You know, like those two lines.
Yeah.
But you know his eyes is blank, and he just looks like he's like, man, he holding his hat down. I hear right. You know what I'm saying? He's rolling his head down. He wasn't why he's running. Right. You know what I'm saying? I was like, Coda did this on purpose, man. I mean, I'm over here cracking up, your boy holding his hat and running for dear life. First off, priorities for him. He just shot Luffy. His priority is to run and keep his hat. I can't knock that. He gonna keep the hat. He's like, oh, yeah. He says, I mean, it would probably serve him better to run fast and leave the hat alone. Not this man. He's a man of conviction. He's gonna keep his hat. He's gonna keep his hat, yo.
Nah, I'm holding on to this.
He gonna keep his hat. Protect your neck, protect your hat. Get that. Wisdom from CP. You know what I'm saying? Oh, man. Yeah, I mean, then on top of that, they finally closed out that chapter with the Kosuke family and Orochi as well. It's like Orochi finally got his behind sliced down. I'm hoping he dead. I'm like, do not let this dude live past this episode, okay? Orochi, somebody need to die, okay? Somebody. If it ain't going to be Kaido, let it be Orochi at least, man. Goodness gracious. Hiyori finally, like, I mean, that was dope. Now, Hiyori, like, confronted him and told him who she was.
Oh,
and he
man.
Was like, so I fell in love with the daughter of my enemy? Like, look, it's like, there wasn't no love for me. I don't know what's wrong with you. You know, she's
I'm about to say.
Pretty much what she told him. She was like, I ain't never loved you. What are you talking about? But, props to her. I mean, like, she held her fortitude, like, for a long time. You know, like just looking through the manga. She, even, like, her faking her own death, you know, in that whole situation. And just getting away so she could like get some things planned. On the real, and this is just Trevor A. If I was older and I wanted to do a romance, I'd do Hiyori and Zoro. That's just me. But I would actually do that. But that's me. I ain't saying that that's something he has to do. I thought it was interesting their interactions when all this stuff happened back then. That's pretty interesting. Because she could stand up to Zoro and she don't really have to be like no fighter. Thought that was very interesting. So. Yeah. But yeah, but I was like, you know, it's dope. You know, it's like absolutely excellent story. Can't wait for the next one. I mean, I'm like, man, I want to see what happens next now. I mean, he got a way of hooking you, man. He got a way of hooking you. You like, so when next come out? Oh, 2 weeks, huh? Well, they have to work and do all the rest of the stuff. They have to wait now?
Yeah.
Yeah.